Three of the four bolts in place. Keep her steady, CB7.
Doing my best, sir. These solar winds are unpredictable out here in the reaches of wild space.
Unfortunately, wild space is the only area where we have even a remote chance of not being detected by Imperial Sentinels. And even then, it's a remote chance.
I'd also like to add that this repair would be much easier if we were at least parked in a spaceport somewhere.
Al, can you deal with him? I'm way too busy to deal with Mr. Overanalysis here.
On it. CB, Imperial stockades are starting to pop up here and there, even in the outer reaches like this, and the Raven's in no shape to handle another Kashyyyk again. We're coasting on fumes as it is.
Fair point, sir. I just don't like Mr. Hauer's odds out there like that. That suit is not rated for this long in space.
No need to worry, CB. Michael's used to these kinds of ordeals. Besides, without the transmitter in place, we won't be able to send out regular transmissions. Without regular transmissions, the galaxy will fall to the powers that be. If the galaxy falls to the powers that be, all hope is lost. And we, in turn, have failed to fulfill our oath to the Order of the Kessel Runners.
Are you saying the hope of an entire galaxy is dependent upon Mr. Hauer's repair skills? We're doomed.
How's that transmitter replacement going, Michael?
If I can just get this beacon in place... There! We're good to go, guys.
Now, please, sir, get back in here immediately. My circuitry can't handle this kind of stress.
I'll be in a few minutes, CB. I want to check that makeshift motivator fix we made in Batuu. Not sure it's going to make another jump to hyperspeed with how janky the repair job was.
No time for that.
What's going on?
Scanners are picking up 6 TIE fighters coming this way.
How did they find us all the way out here? I'm heading in now.
CB, prepare for a jump to hyperspeed.
The Raven just made a jump. There's no way she's prepared for another this quickly.
We have no other choice.
Roger, roger.
Status report.
Well, they haven't fired on us yet. Scratch that. CB, how are you looking on that jump?
At least another 30 seconds, sir.
We have 15.
Not the transmitter!
Now we have 10.
I have only faint memories from my old life of doing such a risky maneuver. Take a seat, gentlemen.
Come on, CB.
And there. Engines are as primed as they can be.
Good enough for me. Hold on, boys. Let's get out of here.
Introducing the Smuggler's Dispatch, a podcast that explores the furthest reaches of the Star Wars universe, available on your favorite podcast platform, January 2022.